time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me.
Due to some violence.
So enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Fabulous Labor Day weekend. The Pain Clinic for August 30th. Just a couple holidays real quick. Frankenstein Day and Toasted Marshmallow Day.
That's a good day.
Yeah, can't beat the Toasted Marshmallows. Awesome. Let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 177 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be out there having a good time. It's just the beginning of the Labor Day weekend. You got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, hopefully. And, you know, some of us do work on Saturday, but that's okay. We got Sunday and Monday to recover. Why don't you guys come out and join us for at Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 177 tonight. We'll promise you we'll have a good time. There'll be drink specials, and we'll get to see some great MMA action. We're going to be talking. We're going to be doing 2 hours today, folks. Soccer is taking another week off. I think they're going to be back next week. I'm hearing that. But we're going to do 2 hours of wrestling talk one more week, and on this Labor Day weekend, I know a lot of people are traveling. So we're going to open the phones up, 222-1280, star 128. You can call. We can talk about just about anything you want to. Let me introduce the cast and crew of the show. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. Your host with the most, and I am here with a boy who grew up on the show, who is monitoring the Twitter as well as sitting behind I'd call that the control seat. It's Danger Boy. How are you doing this morning, Danger?
Good morning.
Good morning. And is that all you got to say? Come on, where's the energy? Flow!
There's plenty of energy. I'm excited the Bills finally have a decent backup quarterback. This is a conversation that's going on in the studio all week. I've been listening to it.
Yes.
That they've just been complaining about the Bills quarterback situation. Now they actually have a veteran backup.
It resonates in here.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing you can do about it either. So, yes, the Bills, and which is a nice problem to have, I guess, especially when they had a terrible problem before with if the guy who's not even proven their starter goes down, who are you putting number two? Not a guy you signed that week. Let's forget about it. We're here to talk about wrestling, not football. But nevertheless, it's nice to see that you got a smile on your face. All right.
It'll probably be the last one for the season.
And to your left, to our radio right, it's DC Dan Cole. DC, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'd like to say good morning to the most beautiful woman in the WWE, Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, not this again.
You know what? And if she's listening, you know, power to it. She can give us a call, 222-1280. Does Stephanie put a 585 on that?
I do pillow talk with Stephanie McMahon this morning.
Yeah. You know, thank goodness we went through a Monday without having to deal with her for once, which was not too shabby. But, I mean, you, of course, missed it. But, of course, it was replaced by just Brie versus Nikki. But,
Can we not have any more of that ever?
It started a show 2 weeks ago. It started a show. And this week, it
kills a show.
It was later. They obviously realized you can't start the show with it.
I was waiting for John Lovitz to come out and go, acting.
Where? Is there acting going on there?
No. Terrible acting. Yes, there is acting.
Well, folks, we're going to be on 2 hours today, so that we're going to definitely dabble in that, talking about what happened on Raw this past week, as well as Impact, if you watched it, and SmackDown last night. I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being there and coming out. And also, I didn't promote, but also we're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for SummerSlam on September 21st. 149 Eastern Road.
It's Night of Champions.
Hey, Hulk, it's Night of Champions.
Sorry, Night of Champions. I have Night of Champions right here in front of my eyes, and I said SummerSlam. That's weird. Nevertheless, it's Night of Champions, and yeah, and we're in the Silver Dome. No, and Night of Champions, and we'll be there. It looks like pretty good. We're going to get to see the rematch of Brock and John Cena, as well as maybe Nikki versus Brie. That's they'll sell the show right there. And if you can get Stephanie McMahon on the card, Danny's buying, you know?
Yeah.
But I will be on my way out of the country. I will not be buying.
No, oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, you're going on a boat ride?
Yeah, going on a boat.
Nice. Gonna ride a boat.
I'm on a boat.
So we got
as much of that song as I can sing.
We got that on September 21st, Sunday, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to that. But the one thing I want to start talking about, and I know 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. And if you're outside the area code 585 like you, Brian, out in West Virginia, though I know he's going to his game. Is Alabama and West Virginia today? Is that the big one of the big college games today? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's West Virginia, so we won't be hearing from him unless he's partying in the parking lot. And the artiste is not here. He is not even in the hot tub love. You know where he is? He's in Vancouver. Or he's on his way to Vancouver. He's been driving across the country. If you're friends with his on social media, you've been following along as all the
great pictures.
Yeah, I know. He saw Old Faithful, and he went to Mount Rushmore, and he's just, it's really pretty cool. And he drank some of the Eric Bischoff Buffalo Bill beer. And I asked him if he'd call in, but it's like 3 hours earlier there, so he might be crashed right now. But we might get a call from him before the end of the show today. But this is a holiday weekend, and this is what I want to start talking about. I know this is probably going to be a little controversial, and I'm just scorned by this, but man, I really, 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 really hate what I saw Monday night at the end of Raw with John Cena and the Wyatt family. How do you take this strong group, the Wyatt family, that you've built up for the past year as just being monsters and have John Cena single-handedly take three of them out on the end of a show? Single-handedly take three of those guys out.
Because he's John Cena. Imagine what Brock Lesnar would have done to him.
I'd rather have Brock Lesnar go to them, do that, instead of killing their value in the end of a Monday Night Raw.
You know, this has been my gripe for years. It doesn't matter who it is. They always build up players, and then they always have John Cena just absolutely destroy them. It makes no sense.
Well, this is with their philosophy on it. John Cena got killed by Brock Lesnar. He got killed by Brock Lesnar, and when he got killed by Brock Lesnar, he looked terrible, and he'll admit it. I mean, he didn't have one edge of offense, and so they didn't want to lose his validity. So what they had to have him go do is destroy someone who's, who they've built up to be pretty monster heels. I just was, sickened by that at the end of the show. It's like, this is a pretty good show up until that point, It's like, why do you, it's bad enough when you see one guy beat a tag team, but when you see him take out every single member of that family and, whatever he does, what's that movie does where he throws him over his shoulder?
Attitude adjustment.
He did it, the three of them in a row, and they look like sticks on the ground there. One, two, three. I don't know. And it's not because I have a bias towards a friend of ours who's in, working with them and stuff. As in general, I'm not the only one too. I mean, there was an uproar everywhere about this. And it was a last minute change too. Apparently, I heard in the writing of Monday Night, they were originally it was supposed to be the Wyatt family taking on a Big Show and Mark Henry, and then it was supposed to strengthen the Wyatt family before that, but they decided to change it. It was Vince McMahon's idea to put John Cena over, and so I don't know. I just felt sick at the end of the show. It's like I sat there and just questioned what was going on. It's like, maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't know. I mean, Danger Boy, I mean, you saw that. I mean, did you get a sick feeling in your stomach watching it?
I didn't get a sick feeling because I knew they had to do something with John Cena, even though they didn't actually have to do something with John Cena. In Vince's mind, they had to do something because he got destroyed. And instead of just stop playing up the fact that he was completely destroyed by Brock Lesnar, they decided to have him destroy someone else, which I don't think it kills the Wyatt family because they can always bounce back. They have the size, and Bray can talk his mind out. So no matter what happens, they'll get back to the point where they are. But it does dampen the fact that they were monsters and John Cena just took them. I mean, it's Super Cena. We've seen it for the last 10 years. That's what happens. And they've done it to numerous amounts of people. And this is just the latest version. So
yeah, I know, and it is to build the I understand John Cena's the number one guy, and I'm sure that's how they pitch it to those guys in the back. Say, listen, don't care who you are, You guys are all rookies compared to this guy. He's number one. You have to do this. Danny.
I just don't think it had to be the Wyatts.
No, because that's what
there, there are 20 other guys on the roster. Put them in a handicap match with Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Even though it is those two guys. Just let them be brutal. Let them dominate them for 5-10 minutes.
What about...
It would have accomplished the same point.
Or Ryback and Curtis Axel, you know?
Well, Ryback's supposedly hurt.
Supposedly hurt. Ryback's supposedly hurt. But he was there, I think, Monday night. So, you know, I mean, and they, I know they had other tag teams busy doing other stuff. You know, which we'll talk about possibly later. And
I'm excited about the other stuff.
The other stuff. I'm sure the artiste would have his opinion on it if he was here. But it's just a way to kill the end of a show for me. And it's like, you know, now what? Where do they go? Where do the Wyatt family? What does the Wyatt family do now? I mean, they just
Bray takes on John Cena.
Bray takes on Chris Jericho. The last time Chris Jericho's done after the pay per view, he's going on tour. He's going to be in Rochester October 10th. So he'll be done with WWE after September 21st. Hopefully we'll get him on before then. I'm crossing my fingers that, I'm sure he will. I mean, you know, he's a good guy about coming on, even though if he's mean to everybody. Not that he's mean to everybody. I'm
not talking again. He was on my case last time. I couldn't do anything right.
It was welcome to my world. I got 16 years of that.
Yeah. Every time we have him on, Danger Boy, he gets talked down. And then Ortiz was mad at him, too. So it's like, I know. It's like, but you know what? He never's done anything mean to me yet, so maybe it's my turn next, you know?
Can I just interject one more thing quick on the whole Cena thing?
Okay.
Again, too, if you're planning out in your head the way it's going to go, it seems like WWE will probably let Lesnar carry the strap until WrestleMania.
I'm beginning to believe
it. It really seems like. So why have Cena do this on Monday night when he's just going to lose again at Night of Champions?
To make Brock look even more monstrous for when Roman Reigns beats him at WrestleMania?
Yeah, but it's... I mean, who are you going to feed to the guy in between September and April?
I don't know.
Big show.
I was reading some stuff, and I don't know if this is true or not, but originally this was supposed to be... John Cena's playing the part of Daniel Bryan. And the same exact thing was supposed to happen to Daniel Bryan in this feud. He was supposed to get destroyed and then get destroyed a second time to lead up to build up and the thing is it's funny that John Cena willingly took that space because there's a lot of rumors going around about John and some injuries he's dealing with right now. And so maybe it could be one of his last huge hurrahs, you know, do you want to put over Brock Lesnar? He taped 5 interviews like last weekend so that he'll be on Monday Night Raw every week up until the next time he's actually in the building, you know, just to promote this feud. I mean, I know Mick, I read Mick Foley, he put a post out on Facebook yesterday saying he doesn't care if Brock's there one day or 20. He's happy with what he's doing. And I'll admit, I like it, too. I love the interview that they did last week.
I was going to say, even taped, it was 5 of the best minutes on Raw.
I was going to say, yeah, I loved what he was, you know.
Actually, we got text about that saying Brock's promos about Cena are good. I don't know why they don't let him talk more.
You probably about 18 takes to get that one good one. You know, I'm thinking because he
might scream again and then he just sounds like a little girl.
You tell him that. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. Well, let's go to break and regroup because we got a lot more stuff to talk about. We're taking your calls. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. And by the way, we're on 2 hours, so. Yeah, anytime in the next 2 hours you want to give us a call, give us a call. No soccer show this week. It'll be, I believe, coming back next week. That's what I've heard. So 222-1280, start 12-8. We'll be back after these most important messages. You want a class on tradition or one condition? Forget the best of the century. Talk about the best of all time, you better mention me. Essentially, I'm the best of... Well, as much as I'd love to be long-winded, I'm not going to be. And I mean it with all due respect. His chances aren't good because it ain't happening. That are unclear. I am the cowboy, the legend, Jay Starr. And I am a leader of a new revolution, a revolution made of men that need a rebirth, an awakening.
Save green on your greens fees at RochesterHalfPriceGolf.com. It's time to get out and play. With 50% savings on 18 holes with cart at some of the area's most in-demand courses, you can play Eagle Vale Golf Club, Brockport Golf Club, Riverton Golf Club, or Salmon Creek Country Club for half the usual greens fees. And at RochesterHalfPriceGolf.com, featured courses are always changing, so buy some rounds now and then check back throughout the season to see where else you can play for half the price. Save some green at RochesterHalfPriceGolf.com.
Me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your station.
This is Raven with the Pain Clinic 1280 WHTK Pro Wrestling Talk Show. And, apparently you're either listening to it or you will be listening to it. Because since I'm promoting it, apparently this is going to air sometime or another. Whether it's in the show, during the show, after the show, or at some other time, I have no unearthly idea. What about me? What about Raven?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Call, Danger Boy, and you. Thank you for listening. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Have a new computer in here, so you may notice going through growing pains, as they say. Welcome back to the show. I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 177 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And next hour, we're going to be on 2 hours. Next hour, I'm thinking of possibly, I've talked with Uriah Faber, and he's going to be at the fight tonight, and we'll run that in the next hour. But right now, we're talking the world of professional wrestling, a little Samoa Joe music there. TNA, he is the X Division champion there, which is pretty cool. Won that like two weeks ago? Very, very cool time. But let's get back to some of my gripes in the business of pro wrestling. And I apologize. It's just going through some of the stuff that's been pushed down our throat. I mean, listen, I don't hate Cena. He's a necessary evil. I mean, you hear he came out. They started the show Monday Night Raw. Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels talking about John Cena. And John Cena comes out. I mean, and I didn't hear one yay. I mean, it was terrible. It's one, you know, it's like, I think
the only one who was standing up for him was Hogan, and everyone else is telling him to shut up. It was great.
It was, yeah. I agree 100%. And you know, the funny thing is Shawn Michaels. I love his brief answer. Yeah, he's going to get whooped again. And there was nobody behind John Cena. It was, you know, and the thing is, we talked last week a little bit, and Danny, you weren't here last week, but we're talking about how Brock Lesnar almost got like a face pop 2 weeks ago on Raw. I mean, the crowd was
thank you, Lesnar.
Yeah, it was the crowd was going crazy, and I think that there's room for him to become a face out of this whole deal. They don't want to. They want to make him he's the evil, unstoppable monster. But, and the more you see people boo John Cena, it's going to turn more people on to Brock Lesnar. And he's not going to be a good guy, obviously. He's going to come out and do all sorts of heel moves. But is that how Stone Cold Steve Austin started his prominence up to the top of the business?
Pretty much. He beat up fan favorite Jake Roberts.
Yeah. we got some news about him.
I know. It's not good news either.
No, it's definitely not good
news. Yeah, but the difference in this scenario is that Jake Roberts didn't dominate the entire roster for the past 10 years.
No, it's true.
And Jake Roberts never claimed to be an underdog, even though he was never in his life an underdog.
Well, you know, the thing I can, you know, actually, I think what got Steve Austin over was that Bret Hart double switched at WrestleMania.
Well, he got over on the Austin 316 promo, and then the face turn happened with the double switch. When he passed out with the face full of blood that they don't do anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Except for who someone else passed out at the last pay per view because he wouldn't give up either.
But he didn't have a face full of blood.
No, that was Jack Swagger too. And I theorized
he didn't believe
he did. I theorized at the end after seeing last week's Raw that Jack Swagger will be become one of Bo Dallas's guys. He's going to like start a little.
Is Bo going to have his own clique like the Wyatt family?
Yeah, I think he's going to have his own little group, and it's going to.
They're going to Bo leave.
People who Bo leave, and people who don't Bo leave are the ones who lose all the time. You know, like Kofi Kingston and.
Put them in with that group too.
Oh, God.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
The group that may or may not ever happen.
Consequences Creed and, or what do they call them now? I don't even remember.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, that's Xavier it. Woods. Yeah. Xavier Woods and Big E and Kofi. They can believe.
I'm
liking where this is going.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I just did. Anyone else get the feel that maybe they're gonna? Because either way, because he keeps doing it to Jack Swagger's face, and Jack just keeps, you know, walking off. He goes, "You just gotta believe."
Well, he attacked him this week.
Yeah, he did attack him after the match. But I think they're gonna pair up eventually. I think, you know, Zeb's gone. You know,
well, Zeb's gone, at least for now. And what are they gonna do? Have Jack Swagger get all mad and you know, PO'd. Pissed off to lose to Bo Dallas? Because that's the way it looks like it's being... I mean, unless they're just going to kill Bo Dallas's career completely.
Well, I heard they've lost faith in Bo, and so...
But then he got more TV time right afterwards.
Because that character is so annoying, but
which is what gets him over.
I know it does, and that's the thing is but, you know, I think they might have lost in his winning streak and everything and being, like, a legitimate contender. But I think that doesn't mean he can't be a character out there. He's much better than Adam Rose.
I like Adam Rose. Well, I don't like the whole character outside of the, you know, pre-taped promos.
Yeah.
He doesn't, I mean, the commercialized Adam Rose just does not do it for me.
Yeah, well, he goes to Sonic, right?
And Twisted Tea.
He goes to Sonic. You know, I like the character, but I think that because we haven't seen him, like, in about a month now on TV... Really thought that he
won on main event this week.
I shouldn't say TV. I should say on Raw or SmackDown.
I got the impression watching Raw that there's not a lot of superstars that are on the roster that maybe Creative or Vince really believe in right now.
Stardust, Roman Reigns, and Los Matadors. That's
about it.
And I'm excited about all three of those because they're on my fantasy team.
Look at the pop and the turn that happened with Swagger, and then you just had him get buried for the last month and a half.
Yeah.
Well, you hear
the crowd, and you know, in its own way, was getting behind Bo Dallas, and then you remove him, and you know, fans are behind the Wyatts. You're burying them. I don't know what the hell's going on. I need to be on creative.
The same guys are in the top and have been and will be.
Well, and then they wonder why they get reactions like they did when Cena came out on Monday night. He's been on top for so long, he got destroyed finally, and the crowd ate it up.
It's kind of been the same discussion for the last, you know, 14 years or so, 13 years.
I will say one thing. My next topic to going down was the ratings and the numbers that came out this past week. And if you look at the rating numbers this past week, it was terrible. One of the worst rating. I think it's the worst. It was under 3. That's, you know, that, and so, I mean, maybe that's in response to what we saw, you know, the same old, it's only going to pull a 2.8 or whatever.
I'd also be interested to see how many people did not renew their subscriptions to the network.
I would like to see that, too.
I'm raising my hand. I did not renew.
I renewed. I like watching the old stuff. I don't watch it for the current product. I watch it for the stuff that I used to like as a child, especially the old WCW pay-per-views. And now they're going to put Nitros on there, even though they're only putting like 100 hours.
I was going to say, they need to get their act together and get some of that stuff out. Some of the Raws and Nitros from the Monday Night War, you know, years.
Yeah.
Put some compelling stuff on there.
They actually, I think the ones that they were talking, they put out this past week were like the very first ones from 1996, was it, when Nitro started? 95 is when Luke's Lex Luger showed up in the mall.
Yep. Mall of America.
That's where we also saw Brian Pillman take on
Jushin Thunder Liger.
I think the last time we saw Liger, except for years. So.
That was the first match ever on Nitro, I believe.
And it was in a mall in Minneapolis.
Mall of America.
Okay, 222-1280 Star Choice number. We got Steve from Bristol. What's up, Steve?
Hey, you guys. There. Good morning. You're talking about the Divas the last couple of weeks. But my favorite diva is Velvet Sky from TNA.
Yeah, I don't even, and, you know.
She's
a
knockout, though.
She's a knockout, not a diva, but she's absolutely gorgeous.
She might not be with TNA anymore.
Yeah, she might not be with TNA. Like, TNA let some contracts lapse, and she's also dating Bully Ray, too, so.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding.
No, she's, she was.
Is she a lot younger than him?
I think so, yeah. She's a pretty young girl.
I wish he was dating me instead of him. He can act like Bully Ray. The other thing I miss in your show, Rich, you're doing a great job as usual, but I just, Danger is my middle name. Or, what's your name, boy? Murphy. Or we hear the Ching Ching representing the rich man.
Oh, you know what?
I miss those. I miss those old electronic computer generated, I guess they are, you know, when you introduce your cast. And they're good. They're a great cast. So
okay. You know, I still got them. I still got them. I'll bust them out for you, man. Don't worry. Let me find them, and I'll bust them out
for
you.
People in Vancouver are going to be very angry.
What he's trying to say is you need to be more radio.
Be more radio. Yes.
Well, that's fine. I got one more thing. At the beginning of the show, you guys kind of stopped talking about it. One of you guys mentioned, was it Palmer, quarterback for the Bills?
Oh, yeah.
There's no Palmer anymore.
Yeah, Palmer got cut.
He's gone. He was there 2 days.
Yeah, he got cut.
What did you see in TNA? What's going on with that? Yeah, because I missed Wednesday night now.
Oh, Wednesday night was a great Wednesday night. It was the first match of the tag team series between...
Really
the,
good match, too.
Yeah, the Dudleys, the Hardy Boys, and the tag champions. Team 3D, so you can't call
them. Who won that one?
Team 3D won that one, and they get to make the stipulations for the next one, which is next week. But we also got to see Sonata come out. The guy Sonata, he's with James Storm now, came out with his Muda paint on his face. We got a lot of stuff happened on the show this past week. We got a match next week. They're setting up a big show for next week with Eric Young versus
Bobby Roode.
So it's but there were some good matches, and there's a lot of funny stuff. I like that there was this bit they did with the bromans where they were doing the Tinder.
and they got JB on Tinder.
They got Tinder. You know what Tinder is? Probably not.
No, I know EG. Is it EG Robbie E.
It was Robbie E. And it was Big. Who was it? Big Rob? No, who's the other guy? The dude was with.
He was on Survivor.
With Maria. I mean, with. I can't remember that dude, but nevertheless,
Mr. Pectacular,
yes. And they were playing in this game Tinder, where it's like a hookup service you can get on your phone.
And they both match with knockouts.
Yes.
One last question that's really interested me for a few weeks. A few weeks ago, I think the Great Muda supposedly was attacked or something, or that Sonata turned at him. Do you see the Great Muda coming back to take on James Storm or Sonata or anything like that? What's going
on
with that?
Bound for Glory.
Yeah, so the TNA's big WrestleMania pay-per-view is called Bound for Glory. It's in October. Yeah. It's going to happen there. It's going to be in Japan, and the Muda's going to be involved in a match against Sonata and James Storm. And he's going to pick somebody. Maybe low key. I'm not sure exactly who's going to be his partner, but it's good. Yeah, he definitely is good. He still wrestles over in Japan, so yeah.
I remember him. He was a fantastic wrestler.
I remember him and Sting. They did burn a house down in WCW when they and him. He was just great. He had a great manager, Gary. What was his name again?
Gary Hart.
Gary Hart. Yeah, Gary Hart was awesome. He was one of my.
What happened to Gary Hart? What happened to all these other? Other wrestlers, I mean managers, they had other names.
Gary Hart passed away, unfortunately, but he was a great. I think he was a great guy, and he just got burned out by the business.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. You're doing a great job. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling, Steve. From 222-1280 Star Toys, and I got to shut my microphone off. I got to answer the phone. Real quickly, there's some news about Jake the Snake. Why don't you guys do that while I grab this call?
Well, earlier this week, Wednesday actually, Jake the Snake was found unconscious on a flight to Las Vegas. He was flown to Vegas for an event, but he passed out on the plane. He was unconscious for a couple days since he was taken by ambulance to the hospital. Apparently, he has double pneumonia. They said his lungs were filled with fluid, and there's a mass on his brain. Since the initial reports, he has woken up and been in and out of consciousness and. I guess he's doing better, but he still has a long fight ahead of him. He was really, really sick.
Double pneumonia.
Yep.
And he was moved to another hospital that can deal, because apparently the pneumonia infiltrated other organs and stuff. So he's moved to a new hospital that can actually deal with that kind of illness. And but apparently Diamonddale's page was tweeting about him last night saying he's grumpy, so he must be getting better. It's amazing that he came in on an airplane and they couldn't wake him up, and they had to take him out of the airplane on a gurney and take him right to the hospital. So you got to think of, you just think of the worst things when it comes to Jake the Snake, but it wasn't one of those. It was just something that he was just sick. His immune system's really taxed, they said. So Why don't we go to break? 222-1280, *1280 is the phone number. We got another break here. We got Rick on the line. We'll talk to him on the flip side. And if you want to call us, 222-1280, *1280. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Muffin, I know that you said that we're frenemies and that you love me, and I know that you were truly being sincere, but not as sincere as I am. As far as I'm concerned, I have no sister. I wish you died in the womb.
Did you ever want to get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
John DeTullio here, hoping you are having an amazing sports weekend. Remember, Monday afternoon, drive home and talk sports with me, 3 till 6, only on Sport 1280 WHTK.
Well, as much as I'd love to be long-winded, I'm not going to be.
This is Raven with the Pain Clinic.
I gotta do this one more time.
I know that you said that we're
just one more time, guys. One more.
And that you love me.
Ready?
And I know that you were.
Now, Nikki Bella, this is Academy Award. This is.
But not as sincere.
This is Academy Award winning work.
As far as I'm concerned, I have no sister. I wish you died in the womb.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Boom. Sorry.
I don't know what I'm doing. I need to raise my voice and shout. Words that need emphasis.
Emphasis. Make sure it's emphasis so it's like you really mean it. All right. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on the Cash Radio here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy. And, wow, I mean, I feel bad now. We'll never get WWE guests again when we're taking shots at poor Nikki Bella and whatever she's been doing, whatever that was. Terrible, terrible
She's
promo.
Been watching John Cena's acting career.
Yeah. I learned that from the Marine. No, it was
12 rounds.
Yeah, it was 12 rounds. Yeah.
12 rounds!
All right. Well, let me tell you, the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. We're going to be out tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road for UFC 177.
77!
177! And please get there early. It starts at 10 o'clock. Be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 177. Come join us. We'll have a lot of fun. We got to go right to the phones. We kept this guy on long enough. And by the way, if you want to give us a call, you don't like what we're saying about the Bellas? Is anybody tweeting about that?
No.
Give us a tweet at, or is it a text at 222-1280. We can read your texts here. I can't on my computer because it's so new. There's nothing.
We're ready to believe you.
We're ready to believe you. 222-1280. If you want to give us a call, too. We've got Rick from Rochester on the line. Rick, how are you doing today,
sir? What's going on? Good morning, guys.
We're doing. We aren't going to mention womb again tonight. So what's up, buddy?
A few things on my mind. What's going on with Coulter? He's taking a few weeks off the road.
I guess he's really hurt and he's taking some time off. I'm not sure. You know, they probably could get away with not bringing him back at all.
Oh, I actually enjoy his stick.
Oh, I do too. He's a lot of fun. He's a blast. He's been in the business for so long. He knows how to work a crowd. He's got one of those veterans that has experience and know how to read a crowd, and he's very good at it. So,
what did he do before? I know he did something with JBL, you know, years ago. What did he do before that? Anything I would know of?
He worked. A wrestler.
Yeah, he wrestled. He worked in. He worked with Jerry Lawler out in Jerry's in Memphis properties. He also booked TNA. He was a TNA booker for many years. He's been around the business.
Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Yeah, check him out. He's got a lot. He has some great old matches, but he also is a great mouthpiece. And
wait, that's Dirty Dutch Mantel?
That's his real name. Yeah, Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, I didn't even know that was him. Wow. Okay.
You learn
something new every day.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emphasis.
A couple other things. I didn't know that Lana and Rusev were a real life couple.
Are they?
Yes.
How do you know?
The internet, and they had pictures of them with Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson and Chris Christopherson vacationing in Maui.
I saw the picture, but I mean, is that do you believe everything you see in one picture?
Yeah, they were vacationing in Hawaii and got a little cozy together. Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
I don't know. I mean, I heard she was with him though, but she's pretty hot. And but she was dressed up like her character in that picture, so I think it was a backstage shot from a show.
Well, they were Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson and all of them came to a WWE show.
Yeah, because Chris Christopherson's son used to wrestle for NXT, and so they became friends with those guys.
What was his character name?
He was on NXT. I can't remember what his name was.
They played up the fact that it was his dad, though.
Yeah, I know he was on it. His Chris Christopherson was on NXT in the magic seat that one time, where every time they cut to the one seat, there was a different star sitting in it. First, it's Ric Flair. Then it's Chris Christopherson, then it's Christian, you know, it was a magic seat there.
Now, I briefly caught the last caller before your break about talking about TNA. Obviously, they weren't on a Spike this week.
They're on Wednesdays.
Who said that?
They're on Mondays?
They're on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays?
Who said they weren't on this week? They've been on, they just changed days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know they switched days. I was looking forward to it.
Do you listen to this show? I'm just curious.
Bro, I did not listen. I apologize. I'm a gentleman. I have selective hearing.
What did Don and Mike make you do if you didn't listen? I'm kidding.
Oh, boy.
No,
But they really are on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, they're on Wednesdays at 9 to 11. And I like today because, there's some news that came out this past week that SmackDown's moving to Thursday. We mentioned it a couple weeks ago. It's definitely happening in October, and it was a preemptive strike by Spike to move them to Wednesday because they know, plus football's on Thursday night too, and that seemed to hurt TNA's numbers too a little bit. I mean, their numbers are very the same. They don't really vary that much, honestly.
Yeah, SmackDown wasn't on Thursdays, you know, years ago.
It was originally, yeah. It was, I mean, for years.
It was to go head-on with Thunder.
Yeah. So.
And I heard that Batista didn't like his last run in WWE. How true is that?
There's been a lot of talk about Batista probably never coming back as a full-time wrestler ever again, just because how well he did in Guardians. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
He was great in it. I mean, he was a very serious character who, you know, did not take well to, was it colloquialisms? You know, like, it's over your head, nothing is over my head. You know, he'd always respond to I think it was hilarious. I thought he was very good in the movie.
But nothing beats that the last little drop you had of the Bellas in the ring. That is Oscar worthy more than Halle Berry, if I must say so myself.
Oh my! Halle's coaching him, huh? Yeah, Rick. You know, I mean, Rick, where do you stand on Stephanie McMahon? I've always wanted to ask you this. Where do you stand on her? You think she's the hottest thing in the world, or what?
Stephanie?
Yes.
Stephanie is. She is pretty sexy.
Okay.
Smart man.
I wouldn't mind Gail Kim coming back to WWE sometime.
Yeah, well, Gail Kim got treated pretty bad. I don't think you're ever going to see her back there.
All right, one last thing before I go. I came onto the show 15 years ago as a boy.
Yeah,
I'm going to come on in the next few weeks as a man.
That's right. Rick is getting married tomorrow, folks. You want to wish him the best. 2-2-2-12.
There's sure, so many jokes I can make
sure
right now that aren't PC.
Paul or Precious don't come on and say anything about me.
Yeah. Paul or who?
Precious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you mean Fleck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
does he know some stuff about you?
You're not marrying him. I hope not. All the things on the internet are not always true.
You're not marrying him, are you?
Boy.
Now we know who danced at the bachelor party.
You can.
I don't know who your next caller's lined up, but this could be hard topping this conversation. Guys.
No, Rick, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Hey,
Rick, have fun at tying the knot, getting the ball and chain, and please don't let it rain on your wedding day.
I will not let it Roman Reigns on my wedding day.
It will not Roman Reigns.
If it does, give it a Superman
punch. That's what I was going to say. Give it a Superman punch, bro. Congratulations, dude.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Yep. All right. 2-2-2-1280 star 1280. Yeah, you know, we've become friends with some of our listeners. It's okay. You know, nothing wrong with that. You know,
he brought us donuts once.
He did. He brought some food up here. He's a very nice guy, and he's you would never guess he was 80. You know, and he's finally getting married.
Finally becoming a man.
I'm kidding. 2-2-2-1280 star 1280. Let's do some real quick news. You mentioned Jake the Snake. We'll get more news updated on that as we go along. TNA, they're negotiating with Spike TV to stay on. They're going to be on Wednesdays the rest of the year. It came out this week that they actually had an offer from another network. I never heard of this network. It's called Discovery's Velocity Network. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Is it up in those, like, 300s of the channels?
I don't know. It's
stuff?
Only available in 50 million homes in the States.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's a lot to me still. But the Velocity Network, which is available, it's only in HD, too. So if you don't have an HD box, you're not going to get it. But they're talking about bringing on TNA. Now, TNA has a place to go now if Spike TV drops out. And apparently Spike TV is going to drop out. Spike TV is going to keep TNA on as long until they find a new network. That's what they said. They have a working relationship. They're going to keep TNA. Even if it is into next year, they're still going to keep TNA on until they find a new place to go.
Now, with this Velocity, it's said that if they actually go there, the amount of money they would be paid is so far less than what Spike TV is paying them right now that they have to drop their production and their talent and all their costs down to the point where you probably won't even recognize what's on TV.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what they're doing right now with not signing anybody until they have a deal. So, but they're still looking for a deal. They're talking with some other places. This is just one of the ones that came out recently that they're hot on, or that they have a place to fall back on in case they don't find any place else. And then they, by the way, Jody Christofferson, that's the name of this.
That's his real name. He wrestled as something else, though.
Garrett Dillon?
I think that was it.
Yeah, Garrett Dillon. So if you may have seen him on NXT, Garrett Dillon, that was the son of Chris Christofferson, which is pretty cool that Chris Christofferson's a freak. He's a great, he's a Renaissance man. The guy's an actor, a writer. He did everything, musician. So,
wasn't he supposed to be on the plane with Buddy Holly?
Something like that.
And Richie Valens?
I hope not. Actually, that was Merle Haggard, I think.
I thought it was Chris Christofferson.
Well, I don't know. I'll look that up when we get to a break that's longer than a minute. some other news. Rob Van Dam has officially wrapped up his current WWE run. He did it at SmackDown this past week, and he took on Seth Rollins. His deal, so his 90-day deal is up. He'll have 90 days off and decide whether he comes back or not. He actually went longer than the original deal. It kind of shows a good faith move by him. I just don't like bringing him in and having him lose to everybody the entire time he's there. Any thoughts on Rob Van Dam? I mean, he does draw. He got in great shape by the end of it. I mean, he didn't come back in the best shape, but he definitely
was in good shape by the end of it, but yeah. I don't remember him actually winning a match that was worth anything.
I think he beat Cesaro once. It was early in the...
Like I said, a match that was worth anything.
Yeah, true.
Because everyone's beat Cesaro lately. I mean, they're building him up again for a run for the U.S. title, which he's held before, but... I mean, he was losing to everybody for a little while.
Yeah, and it. I love Rob Van Dam, but you know, he had to make these deals because he was burnt out on the road, and you know, and they wanted him bad enough. It's kind of like Jericho; he got all these part-time deals going on, you know, and you don't know how long they all last. I mean, soon they're going to be Rob Van Dam and Jericho free, and Jericho's done what, a couple 3 weeks from tomorrow, so you know, at the pay-per-view. Hopefully, they'll get their best money out of him before then, but. I think that's interesting news. I did mention that the SmackDown is moving to Thursday. The day is October 2nd, the first time they're going to be on Thursday. What do you think about that? I kind of like it. You know, I mean, I was used to wrestling on Thursdays. I'm not absolutely used to them Wednesdays yet, so it's like it kind of catches me on a surprise when I'm flipping the channels. Like, oh, yeah, I see my DVR recording on a Wednesday night. It's like, what's going on?
I find it interesting that they selected, so their two main shows, Raw and SmackDown, will now compete with football games.
Yeah, both
on
of
their
them.
Respective
yeah.
nights.
And actually, Raw got, the reason Raw had such a low rating we mentioned earlier was because the Emmys were on Monday night. First time the Emmys were on Monday night and since the 80s, I think. And they did terrible ratings. I mean, it drops huge from Sunday night, but they didn't want to compete with MTV's VMAs, which I don't know anybody who cares about that.
But they can't, if you're in WWE, it can't make you feel good that you lost your audience to the Emmys.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's all fictional TV one way or the other, you know? I mean, you know, I'm honest with you. I watched the beginning of the Emmys, and I thought that, what's his name? Seth. I don't know. Who's the guy that hosted it? The one who has a late night show? Seth from Saturday Night
Seth
Live?
Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers. Absolutely hilarious. His monologue in the beginning was absolutely hilarious. Just poking fun at everybody. And, you know, it was worth watching that portion, but I did, you know, I DVR Raw and I go back and watch it later. And, you know, it was definitely, you know, disappointing at the end of the show. So, I mean, I have a bad taste in my mouth. Maybe I won't watch it as close on Labor Day. I mean, Labor Day is going to be a tough audience already. Go up against Jerry Lewis, you know, what's going on? I don't think Jerry Lewis has done a telethon in a few years, though.
I don't think I've watched that telethon in a few years.
I miss Jerry. Never Walk Alone. That is his big song at the end. You know, it's like
that 2 minutes when he sang that song is so damn depressing. The last couple of years he did the telethon, not for the telethon itself, just to see Jerry in the state he was in.
Yeah, I agree. And I, you know, let's go to break on that. 2-2-2-12-80.
Can we have some more Bellas to lighten the mood?
You want some more? You want me to run that again?
I don't know.
Why not? I mean, I thought that was hilarious. We'll have to sit through.
I need something to cheer me up.
Cheer you up. We have to sit through AJ's portion of it, but yeah, we'll do that. You're listening to Pain Clinic. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can also text us at that number, and we'll text you back, maybe, or we'll talk about it on the air. But here comes Nikki Bella's crowning moment in WWE. Here it comes.
I wish you died in the womb.
It starts this weekend, Caroline. Oh, Billy and Caroline, right here at Pasillo Kia. Caroline's across the street right now on the phone with me at Pasillo Hyundai. And Caroline, I thought you were going to be in Kia and I was going to be in Hyundai. What are you doing over there? You got a hot guy over there or something?
I thought we'd mix things up a little bit,
Billy.
Oh, my
God, Caroline.
You know, like,
crazy.
Just shuffle things
all
up.
All right, well, anyway,
Tom's
I'm going to be over
here,
there.
So.
You're going to be on the other side. But anyway, listen to me. It starts this weekend. It's a great promotion. It's the Battle of the Brands. We do it every September right here in Rochester. And, folks, now's the time to buy. I'm here to get the credit done myself and tell them about those beautiful 51 Samsung flat screens that come with every purchase. Included in all the pricing of 51 Samsung. Look at the TV. Look at the ball game. Caroline, I'm excited.
You told me to tell them. And
tell them, Caroline. Tell them more. Tell them about it.
Included with purchase, whether you're buying a new Kia, a new Hyundai, or a pre-owned vehicle, that 51-inch Samsung flat-screen TV. You told me to tell them.
That's huge,
so,
Caroline. I mean, you make these people huge.
Monday morning, Dan Patrick is back on your radio. Tune in and see who he's talking to next. Dan Patrick, Monday, 9 till noon on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I'm Mr. Anderson. Anderson, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk.
Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and you. And thank you so much for listening and giving us a call at 222-1280. And it's a star 1280, too. You can get that on your cell phone. I'm not supposed to mention it's a free call. It's not a free call because it's always free call. So 222-1280, star 1280. Give us a call. Come on the air with us. We'll be kind. We won't play the Nikki Bella sound one more time. We promise we won't. Unless you ask nicely. Only if you ask nicely. Only, okay, maybe.
As far as I'm concerned, I have no sister.
Uh-oh.
I wish you died in the womb.
That's really harsh to say.
The womb.
No, it makes me sad I didn't have a twin because holding hands on the womb just sounds so sweet.
2-2-2-1280, star choice number. We've got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, how's it going, bro?
I'm glad you didn't die in the womb.
It's a womb with a view. Okay.
That's waka waka.
Dave. Dave, how? You know what, Dave? I'm friends with Dave on Facebook. It seems like only my friends call the show, so you don't have to be my friend to call. But Dave was in Cincinnati, or was in Pittsburgh yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You went to see a baseball game, and you got to meet the shortstop, right? Or no, second baseman.
Brandon Phillips.
Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
He's on my fantasy team. So tell him to do. I would have told you to tell him to do better. So, no, he's doing okay.
Well, he stumbled around third, and that's pretty much the difference of the game. He stumbled on third. He stopped starting, and then got thrown out of the plate.
Oh, no.
And they lost by a run.
Bummer, man. Well, I mean, you know, the two good teams, man. It'd be a lot of fun to see a good game like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, so.
Yeah.
Big red machine.
Right.
All right, what's happening, Dave? What's going on?
Hey, first of all, for Rick, you know, I think we're probably, like, you know, two of your cornerstones of the show, and, you know, we've been chippy sometimes before, but just want to say congratulations to the big guy. And one thing that I always tell people when they get married is just, if he's listening, which, oh, wait, he doesn't pay attention to your show, when it's not on.
Apparently not, but yeah, you can send it out anyways.
Listen on the podcast. Just take a minute tomorrow and just enjoy it, because everything is just going to whiz right by you, and, you know, like, I think my wife and I didn't get cake or something, like, or we did the cake in the face thing or something like that, but we didn't actually get cake. So just take a minute to, like, sit down or to, you know, just breathe in and enjoy what's going on, and, you know, don't let everything whiz by you.
Of course, if it's gluten allergies, then don't worry about the cake part, but go ahead.
Right. Well, yeah, so that's it. Just, you know, take a minute to savor and enjoy it. So, and congratulations.
Yes.
Switching to wrestling, SmackDown on Thursday is going to be pretty good because, like, I mean, I never watched it, you know, on TV. I always DVR'd it. And,
yeah.
Like, by the time it got to, like, okay, it's, you know, I might have watched it, like, while I was listening to you guys on Saturday morning, but if I didn't watch it, then basically it got to Monday and, like, hey, I'm watching Raw and I know everything that's going on anyway. Or, you know, with the spoilers and stuff that you can read what's going on, well, if it doesn't really look interesting, because basically SmackDown, nothing happened that looked interesting that I have to watch.
Well, when it used to be separate entities, I sometimes it was harder to watch the B show, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's not that way anymore, though. They put everybody, I mean, they, like, listen, they started the show with Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt last night, so, you know, which was pretty cool. But, you know, I mean, so they're putting them A guys out there, you know. I mean, it's there's no, what do they call it again? Brand
extension.
There's no brand extension going on anymore.
Well, it doesn't have to be brand extension, but they can do certain things on SmackDown or give more people time on SmackDown that, you know, that necessarily don't get it on Raw. Or
SmackDown used to be the more wrestling show at one time, and now it's turned into Raw Junior, I think. There's a lot more. They don't start with promos, rarely, not long ones at least, and usually go right into a match out of it. They don't, you know, so the Raw always starts with a promo, you know, and always starts with, you know, and usually you don't get your first match until after the first commercial. So, but, you know, I know SmackDown, rarely do you start with an interview, unless it's right before a pay-per-view, then they'll do something like that.
Then the whole show will be interviews.
Yeah, I know. Then it'll be all recaps of what happened on Raw. 8 recaps in 2 hours. Woohoo!
And, speaking of Bray Wyatt, what is going on with this? I mean, who do they pick off, for lack of a better?
Well, did you hear the beginning of the show today?
No, I
well, I spent the whole first segment showing my distaste for how that Raw ended this past week, and how it was a Vince McMahon call because he wanted to show John Cena being a stronger character than just getting whooped by, just getting destroyed by Brock Lesnar in his last match that anybody can remember. So they had to, he had to put him over a tough team, and that's what he did. And unfortunately, I think it makes the Wyatt family look terrible, and I hate to see him get pushed down the ladder, but that's exactly what the definition of being pushed down the ladder is. So,
well, I mean, even before that, they should have had the tag team champion, you know, Harper and Wyatt, or Harper and Rowan should have had the tag team championships by now. And now you have to turn Goldust and Stardust heel? I mean, I don't understand, like, where the thinking is with that.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's enough heel teams, and they weren't ever going to really give the Wyatt family the belt. I think because they're too attached to Bray Wyatt, and Bray is a main event character, and they're always going to always have his lackeys around. I mean, character-wise, you know. I mean, even last night, the Wyatt family, I mean, you know, Mr. Harper lost to Roman Reigns with a spear after he threw him off the rope. So, I mean, you don't lose on your way up most of the time, I don't think, you know.
Right.
And hey, Dave, you want to hang on through the break here? Because I love talking to you, and we have to go through the news here at the top of the hour, but I'd love to talk to you some more on the flip side, okay?
All right, cool.
Why don't you hang on a second? We got to go to break. I'll go to break with my favorite music. 222-1280 Star 12 is the number if you want to get your 2 cents in. We're talking about what happened on Raw this past week and SmackDown moving to Thursday, as well as a lot of other things. And next hour, not only are we going to talk wrestling, but we're going to talk with Uriah Faber from UFC fame, WEC fame. He'll be on with us in one segment. So talk to promote the UFC 177 tonight. But I want to go to break. At least the music makes me happy, so... Happy! Yay! Tell your friends. Give us a call. 222-1280 Star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. We'll be back after the news here. Well, don't worry. The soccer show's coming back. It may not be this week. It might be next week. And if it's next week, you only get 1 hour of the Pain Clinic again. So sit back and enjoy while you get 2 hours, and we'll be back after these most important messages.
To some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Everybody saw SummerSlam. I was there. I'm not going to dance around it. 16 German suplexes. Yeah. There is no sports cliche or excuse or win some, lose some mumbo jumbo that'll let me dance around this. SummerSlam was an ass whooping. That was a 100% beatdown.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo! Woo!
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want to let you know, if you're tuning in to hear Kick This, I believe next week Kick This will be back. So don't have fear that we're not going to get soccer talk anymore. It will be coming back. I promise you that. Right now we're going to talk pro wrestling for another hour on this Labor Day weekend here in Rochester, New York. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. You can also...
Some of these tweets we have today are great.
You can tweet us, too. Tweet us at pain_clinic. We'll read your tweets. So, do you have any good ones in particular you can read?
Nikki Bella on Easter. You didn't stay in your tomb! Here's another one. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have a sister. I'm going to cook a rack of lamb!
Is it all caps? Is that how you do it loud?
2-2-2-12. All silent Bs, too.
2-2-2-12-80. Woom. Lamb. What's next? We're going to flash back a little bit. Last hour we were talking with Dave from Henrietta, talking about what the destruction of the Wyatt family on Monday Night Raw and how terrible it was. And Dave, we're still with you. Thank you for holding through the break there, sir. Just a little recapping the call a little bit. And what's that? Where's Precious this morning?
Dumpsters.
Okay.
I was I was on the thruway last night, and I was doing about 80 miles per hour, and I went, vroom!
I bet you Nikki Bella does, too. I'm going to have to run that again, folks. If you missed that in the first hour, we were having a little bit of fun at Nikki's expense. And you know, but Dave, so what else do you want to talk about? You know, I mean, you did talk a little baseball in that first segment, so
yeah, and marriage, yeah. When's the any news on Raw coming to this area again, or anything coming to this area again?
There's a Buffalo show I set for December, right after.
I don't remember when it is.
I will look it up as we speak right now. I will look it up as we enjoy a little Nikki Bella here for a second.
Sure.
Here it comes.
I wish you died in the womb.
Sorry. it's gonna reappear in, folks. I apologize. Get stuck on these silly things. But yeah, they're nothing for Rochester yet. They did tell us, I believe, at last year when they were here that they're not coming back until next year, so which I think
I think they did say it was the only time of the year.
I think it's the only time they could work it in. I think that stinks, to be honest with you.
Made a great crowd for that show.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and
they're all John Cena lovers, so Vince must have loved it
big time. And
well, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has skipped Rochester the last couple of years too, so maybe there's a trend going.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it's there's a lot of conflicts going on at the Blue Cross Arena because, you know, they're going to have the indoor soccer team, they have the hockey team. They've got the basketball team, so there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm looking still while we're talking, but I think there's got to be a WWE thing coming up. I know. Let's see. Yeah, they were there for a pay-per-view last year, and then they were there in January. Not sure when I thought I saw. Oh, Raw 11th. Let's see, Monday Night Raw, Buffalo. Oh no, that's 11th, November 3rd. November 3rd, Monday Night Raw is going to be that's a Monday, isn't it? I don't know. I have a calendar not around me right now, but I'm guessing. It says WWE Presents Raw is returning to First Niagara Center November 3rd.
Hey, maybe my wife will want to go for her birthday. No, not really.
Is that her birthday?
November 4th is your birthday.
Oh, well, you know, on the way home, you can celebrate. Yeah, you're off the hook. It's the next day.
Honey, you want to spend the night in Buffalo? No.
So yeah, they're coming to. If they're doing a Raw in Buffalo, that's pretty exciting. I don't know what pay per view is around then, but that's very cool. So yeah, that's there. We answered one question.
And I was reading a Bleacher Report. They asked the question if WWE is using their legends correctly. Of course, they're not using their legends correctly. That panel sucked for one. You know, otherwise Hogan's just coming out and $9.99, brother, $9.99.
Yes.
The problem with their legends is they don't have anybody who can take a bump anymore. There's no legend that's like, you know, relative to the, you know, Randy Orton legend killer. Nobody's going to take an RKO. Nobody's going to get physically involved. I mean, the last time you saw a quote unquote legend was the New Age Outlaws winning the tag team titles. There's nobody that comes back for a one off. You know, it's like a, you know. It's great to see them again, and, you know.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The guys that sign those legend deals, there's not a lot of money in there. It's not,
right.
I mean, it's not a lot. And the thing is they're not going to go and risk injury for that amount of money. No. I mean, I know WWE gives bonuses based on things. Like if you were a guy who came in and took a bump, they'd give you a little money. I'm sure a little bit more than normal. But, you know, I mean, Ric Flair's more than happy to do it. Remember, after he retired, he had that street fight with Randy Orton where pretty much all he did was fight around the outside of the ring and got
but
all
it wasn't a match because there was no pin.
Yeah, there was no pin. And so, yeah, Ric Flair said it was not a match. Do you notice that when Ric Flair went into the ring that Shawn Michaels pointed at his watch?
Yeah.
Did anyone notice that besides me? Because they have those matching watches that Shawn Michaels gave him for when he retired Ric Flair. I did notice that. So, I mean, you know, I'm a Flair mark, so why not, you know? It is, by the way, November 30 is a Monday night, so it is a televised show from the First Niagara Center in Buffalo.
But, I mean, there's no, there's no Greg the Hammer Valentine. You hear about all these, you know, older wrestlers on the indie scene, and they don't, for whatever reason, if WWE has burned the bridge with them or if they burn the bridge with WWE, but you get the same kind of people for, for old school SmackDown and, you know, like, all, you know, their anniversary shows and stuff like that. And, you know, unfortunately, of course, most of them are dead, too, but...
Well, yeah, I'll tell you one thing. You know, we had Goldberg on not too long ago, and they were talking about the Legends deal, and he wouldn't sign one. And the reason he wouldn't is because they have rights over things that they don't pay you much. They have rights over stuff for you. They can call you and make you cancel a booking to come to a show. They send you out as a representative of the company in places, and it's not that much money. And you can, and a lot of these guys like Greg Valentine can make way more money doing independent wrestling and not having to worry about, you know, following their rules, you know? So, I mean, I think that, you know, he's not a legend. There's a lot of guys who aren't under legends contracts. You know, the only guys are ones who go into the Hall of Fame. You know, that's about it.
But then the other thing, too, is that, you know, they're not doing anything. You know, if you're going to have a Shawn Michaels back, make him the guest host or the guest GM for the night. I mean, are we going to have another GM Raw anytime soon?
I don't know. I know that William Regal is now the GM of NXT. That took place this week on their show. I don't know. You know, I don't think that's necessary. You know what, Shawn Michaels? I think the Shawn Michaels we've seen the last couple of times on TV is the real Shawn Michaels in real life, the smart alecky kind of caustic idiot. You know, he says it straight. Like, he doesn't worry about offending anybody. I think that's really the real Shawn Michaels we've been seeing. You know, especially remember when he was helping Triple H with Daniel Bryan and stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's really him, you know? I mean, that's his real personality because he's not, you know, it seems like, you know, that's just my opinion about the whole thing, but I think because he's not acting like a fan favorite when he's out there, that's for sure.
That's true.
I mean, but I like Shawn Michaels. I mean, I think he, you know, the very brief 5 minutes we had him on the show a year ago was just one of those, you know, those moments where, you know, what do they call it? What the heck is that called? When you have like things you want to do in your life, achievements.
Bucket list?
Yeah, bucket list. It was a bucket list for the show to have him on live. And then Hulk Hogan's the next one. Never had him on live. Had him on a few times, but never live. I mean, you could have used him a lot better than that. But you know what? I think that they understand, too, that the guys who are going to make the company are the ones who are on TV wrestling every week. And sometimes... you get too much of these legends out there. I mean, Hulk Hogan is a distraction, don't you think? He's a distraction to the whole crowd. People still love Hulk. I mean, I just believe it to this day that as much as I disliked him when he was in his heyday, people love him. You see him in any crowd. He's a guy who cannot go out. He's one of those, like, he's like a Hollywood dude. He cannot go out and do normal life things because people gather around him and freaking chant and stuff.
And the problem with a lot of legends who actually still do the indie scene and stuff, they can take bumps, is people don't remember them.
Yeah.
I mean, fanatics might remember Greg the Hammer Valentine, but your average fan's not going to be like, who is this? It's the same thing that happened to Paul Orndorff the other day, or the other week when he was on. No one knew who he was.
Yeah, he came out with a mustache. I remember they thought he was somebody else, I'm sure. You know, he had that big old handlebar mustache. He did not look like Paul Orndorff, that's for sure.
And he couldn't live with his arm.
Yeah, so, I agree that they are misusing their legends, but I think their legends also... you know, they don't have as many as you would think they do under Legends contract. And I think also that it's very restrictive. And so I think some of the Legends who sign these contracts do everything they possibly can to get more money from them, you know, merchandise-wise and stuff. And it's also a merchandising thing, too. You're selling your image for WWE to put on T-shirts. That's why Goldberg won't do it either. He can make his own money doing stuff like that. So, but, no, I agree with you, Dave. I think a Legends contract is kind of it's a nice way to send some money to guys who've done stuff for you in the past, but it's very restrictive on what, you know, on things, you know, about the they sign these deals, and sometimes they sign them just because I'm under contract, but, you know, it's not a lot of money. I'm not going to say the numbers, but I heard it's pretty low, so.
Now, are we going to get, have they backed off the combining the U.S. and the Intercontinental titles? Because, I mean, Cesaro is versus Sheamus, unless you're going to wind up getting the Cesaro versus Ziggler match at the next pay-per-view.
I think they backed off on it. I would agree. Look how you're going that way. And I think, I don't know. Sheamus, I don't know how you guys feel about Sheamus, but I just, you know how I
bad
feel.
Bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, bad taste in my mouth. I feel, you know, I mean, I think Sheamus, if he had gone full heel, like when he had an opportunity to do it, I'd be behind him. But it seems like he's a second thought now when it comes to the TV shows. you know, still you get these little kids who, you know, draw on the orange on their face and, you know, do the Celtic cross sign or whatever, you know, that love him as a, you know, character. But I don't know. I think he's kind of pushed it aside. He's definitely not prominent. I mean, you could have a pay-per-view without him, I'm sure.
Do you think he'd be the sacrificial lamb for Lesnar along the way?
What's that? Sacrificial lamb?
I don't know if he's high enough up to fight Lesnar at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing it. They're both kind of big, strong guys. I
think Lesnar is much broader than he is.
Yeah. Right. I mean, remember how he won his first title. It was breaking a table, falling, with right. Pushing John Cena through a table. That's how he won. I mean, so it wasn't like he like went out and destroyed him like Lesnar did. He just, it's a fluky thing, you know?
So, what do you think next for Cena after Lesnar? Do you think it's Rusev, or do you think that keeps going for a while,
you know,
or what?
I was just going to read this news piece, and we kind of hinted about it earlier, but it says there's been talk in WWE. John Cena's still having problems with his shoulder, but now he's having more problems with his neck. The long-term nagging issues Cena's been dealing with. It said also that there's a lot of people within WWE keeping an eye on Cena to see where he'll be going forward in regards to acting and not wrestling as much. There are also a lot of people in WWE who say Cena appears to be in pain, and they believe Cena has slowed down physically in the way he moves. It could be, you know, maybe it could be the swan song. He's done 10 years on top. I mean, you know, you guys don't get Steve, you know, perfect example. When Paul Heyman was going through the guys that were on top, how long they each were on top, nobody compares to Cena. You know, Austin, a year and a half, 2.5 years. You know, all those names he went through. Hogan was 5 years, you know. See, The Rock was a year. He said 2 years or a year and a half for The Rock. I mean, so John's been on top for 10. You know, maybe it's time for him to step back. Have kids with Nikki Bella.
No. Oh, God.
So they come out of her womb. Sorry.
They have terrible family photos.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they're still together, I guess we'll find that out in the season debut of Divas week from Sunday. So September 8th, don't forget, folks.
Oh, I've already forgotten.
The artiste would be mentioning that if he was here.
Well, as much as I dislike Cena, you hope that they haven't worn him out to the point where he becomes Edge. And
you know, it depends on how hurt he is. I mean, you know, I'm sure he's a guy who never complains. I'm pretty sure of that, you know, I mean. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes you realize you ride that horse too much. I thought he was going to get a break when Daniel Bryan was a champ, you know. He would maybe step back a little bit and get to ease back, but then Daniel Bryan got hurt, so got forced right back into the main event. So I don't know. Maybe they'll give him a break, you know, after this next match with Lesnar.
Well, if he's hurting, then Rusev isn't going to help him anyway.
No, actually, I still want to see Rusev and Lesnar. That would be, I think, a great, you know, you could ride that right up until the Royal Rumble.
Lesnar would have to turn face for that one.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen if John Cena disappears, you know. But then Roman Reigns is the face. There's the envisionment of Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania to put over Roman Reigns.
Well, when Paul Heyman's involved, you can always turn someone back heel real quick.
Yeah, it's really easy. You're right.
Great, yeah.
But anything else, Dave?
No, I guess that'll be it.
Okay, Dave, you should come sit in the studio with us here. You spark so much talk, so maybe someday we'll have you up here, bro.
I'll bring donuts.
All right, we'll keep you to that then. Thanks for calling, man.
Donuts are late. Call for an emperor.
That's right, 222-1280. Star Toy is the phone number if you want to give us a call. You have any comments or questions? And then we're going to take a break right now, and in the next segment we're going to come back real quick with a little interview with Uriah Faber from UFC fame. And I do a podcast called The Cage Clinic. You can find it on iTunes. And my partner, Stu, we used to do the show on WHTK a couple of years ago. We're still doing the podcast, and we talk with Uriah Faber on the flip side. You are listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
You know, it's no secret that those cinder blocks weren't out there by accident. But you know what else? That headache that Dean Ambrose is going to have for the rest of his life, that's no accident either.
Ray Sands Glass, your total glass solution. From windshield repair and replacement to a full array of auto glass and window tint products and surfaces, Ray Sands is the leader and the only AAA-approved glass shop in the greater Rochester and Finger Lakes region. Call 889-2876.
Tucano is now open for lunch every Thursday and Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Restaurante Lucano. Call for reservations. 244-3460. Restaurante Lucano. Moto Italiano.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Concerned about your home energy bills? Stop. Think. Switch and save with Blue Rock Energy, the local natural gas and electric provider that saves you money. Contact Blue Rock Energy today at 866-815-2343 or visit BlueRockEnergy.com.
Coosia Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Concerned about your home energy bills? Stop. Think. Switch and save with Blue Rock Energy, the local natural gas and electric provider that saves you money. Contact Blue Rock Energy today at 866-815-2343 or visit BlueRockEnergy.com.
Sports 1280 WHGK, an iHeart radio station.
Hey, this is Eric Young from TNA, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHGK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy. I want you to know tonight, and come out to Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. Hang out with me, maybe some of the other guys from the show, and as we watch UFC 177, and I got a chance to talk with your eye favorite here, so let's roll with this. He's going to be backing TJ Dillashaw's corner at the pay-per-view tonight.
Joining us now is the California Kid, Uriah Faber. Uriah, welcome to the Cage Clinic.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you were rumored to be fighting in Japan next month. What happened with that fight?
You know, actually, I told him to put me on the card tentatively, depending on how my rib was feeling. And I'm okay to do short-notice fights, but as long as I've been training, and I wasn't able to train up until about 4 weeks out, plus a week of travel, it would have been bad news. So I pulled out because of the rib injury, the previous rib injury.
Yeah, well, you just got done fighting Alex Caceres a few months ago. Who would you like to fight next? And do you feel you have unfinished business with Dominic Cruz?
Yeah, you know, we definitely have some unfinished business. I'd like to see him come back and have a good showing, and I'll fight whoever they put in front of me. They're talking about Kid Yamamoto. They're talking about Cruz. They're talking about Ryan Caraway. They're talking about the Japanese guy that Alex Caceres is about to fight.
Was it Masanori Kurahana?
Yes.
All right, there you go. Do you think Dom Cruz can come back strong? Like, he's been out forever already.
I think so. You know, I don't know if you can really understand it unless you've been at the highest level of fighting, but the fight game is a really mental, it's a mental game. And for me, a guy that reached the level that Dominic has and been a champion, I mean, you don't necessarily lose that. It's not, you know, being the championship isn't one in your knee or in your elbow or, you know, cut over your eye. It's one in the mind. And so I'm assuming he's going to come back with that same mindset, but you never know. I think we're going to see a good version of Dominic Cruz.
How about your team partner and Team Alpha Male? Would you have any interest in going against Mr. Dillashaw there?
Man, we go against each other all the time.
Yeah, how about in front of a pay-per-view audience?
Yeah, as far as a fight with Dillashaw, I don't really have an interest in doing that. I mean, it'd have to be a real special scenario where he was asking for the fight and everybody wanted it to happen, but I just don't see it happening right now.
And he's fighting this weekend against the guy he beat for the championship, the guy nobody thought he could beat except for
Henan Barão.
Henan Barão there. But, sir, with your experience with Henan Barão, did you help him a lot when he was training for that first fight? I mean, obviously, with your experience twice with him, I would think that it was invaluable information.
I definitely helped him, but, you know, the truth is, TJ's helped me for a lot of my fights. So he had to be Barão. He had to be Barão. Two different occasions. He had to be Dominic Cruz for like four different occasions for Joseph and myself. And he's taken little bits of their games and added to his own game. You know, we've helped each other out a lot, but, you know, my input for him is just the same stuff that I feel like he needs to work on, which is keeping his temper under control and staying composed. And that's what he did last fight perfectly, and that's what we saw. That's how come he's a world champion right now. He brought his best game out there and stayed safe.
Does TJ have to change anything in this fight? Like, he really put on a footwork clinic in the first fight. It kind of reminded me of a healthy Dominic Cruz. Like, how important was that footwork in the first fight? Will we see more of the same? What does he change?
He doesn't change anything, in my opinion. You know, the reason why it gave Barão so much trouble is because it was unpredictable, and, you know, he didn't know what was coming next, and you know, we saw him push like he'd never been pushed before. So I don't think he has to change much, but he'll be ready to adapt if he does need to change. You know, he's an all-around fighter, so I'm curious to see what Barão's going to bring. You know, we've never seen a Barão on the big stage, at least, coming off of a loss. So
yeah, exactly.
You can tell a lot about a person. You can tell a lot about a person and how he reacts to something like that. So, that's the next big test for him.
All right, let's turn it back to you, Uriah. What is Kenny Powers like?
He's awesome, man. I think Kenny Powers is a blown up version of you know, the guy that plays him, Danny McBride. So he's a really nice guy. He's not completely over the top, but you definitely see a little bit of that Kenny Powers in him.
That's awesome. Now, what's currently going on with the head coaching situation there at Team Alpha Male?
Martin Campman is coming in on the 14th, and Dwayne Ludwig has already moved his family out to Colorado, and he's been coming up. I think he was planning on doing his own gym, and things didn't go and start happening as fast as possible, so he's been sticking around a lot more. And so we held off on Campman until after this fight, and then he'll be in, and we're going to try to get Sean Yarbrough out here quite a bit also.
Awesome.
He's in mid for us, and I'm sure Dwayne will be coming in as well.
That's awesome. A little house cleaning here. What happened with Team Alpha Male and Paige Van Zandt? She just, like, kind of disappeared?
No, you know, it's hard to make it in a sport when you, when you're just starting out. Money, and especially as a young girl, she was having some issues. She was renting a house, or from what I understand, she was renting a house, and the guy, she was renting a room from somebody who was renting a house, and the guy got evicted and was collecting her rent in advance and then kind of bounced and took all her money. And then, I don't know what happened. She went back to Reno, and, you know, I was communicating with her here and there, but she just hadn't been in the gym. So she's welcome to come back, and we've talked. I think she has, you know, some stuff going on. And, you know, she's got an open door, but in order to represent the team, she needs to be in the house.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what is the weirdest thing you've ever autographed?
Oh, geez, I've autographed all sorts of stuff. I've autographed, like, babies' heads and, you know, stuffed animals. And, man, you name it, I probably autographed it.
That's awesome. Now, UFC 177 is this weekend. We got TJ Dillashaw against Henan Barão, the rematch. How does that fight end, Uriah?
I think it's going to be a TKO or a KO again. You know, TJ is a dangerous fighter, and I think he's a little bit too fast for Barão. And the truth is, TJ is actually kind of small for the weight class, and Barão is kind of big for the weight class. So I think the latter rounds are going to lend to TJ for sure.
Chad Money Mendez against Jose Aldo in the rematch. That's obviously going to last longer than the first one did. What has Chad done to improve himself since?
he's done exactly that. Just continue to grind and improve. He's been learning more and more, and he's been getting stronger, getting faster. He's doing everything he needs to do. So, you know, in my opinion, Jose Aldo's the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, and Chad's the best pound-for-pound fighter I've faced in the gym. So it's going to be a knockdown drag-out, and I believe Chad can get it this time.
Your book seemed to be doing very well when you were on the tour before. Do you have any interest in writing another book?
Yeah, I'd love to write another book, and I've got some different concepts, and I've been writing stuff. You know, the first book came about by me just jotting stuff down over a bunch of different years, so that'll probably happen again, and just kind of, you know, not rushing into it, and that's not my main focus, but I'm always looking to put something else together.
Very cool. Well, we hope you get healthy real soon. We want to see you back in the octagon, and thank you so much for the time today, sir.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, guy.
Welcome back. Hey, we're on the cage. That was from the Cage Clinic, my podcast. We talked with Uriah Faber. Unfortunately, Henn Burrell had to drop out of the fight yesterday, a very late notice. Joe Soto's in his place. But Dillashaw still has a tough fight ahead of him tonight. So we're looking forward to that coming out. Salvatore's in the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. Hang out with us, and we got to go to break right now. We're going to be back with the Artis from the West Coast on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Hello, I'm Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the cast man, Richie Rich, here with DC Dan Call and Danger Boy. We had Uriah Faber on. They didn't mention it, but Uriah Faber is like the poster boy for UFC. He's got that dimpled chin, very good-looking guy. I'm sure he's fighting women off all the time. Very nice guy to get on the phone with him and promote a pay-per-view tonight. He'll be in the corner of TJ Dillashaw. Come check it out with us. We'll have a good time, I promise you. I know one guy who won't be able to make it, but that's because he's on the West Coast. His name is The Artiste. He joins us now via the Salvatore's Pizza hotline. Hey, Artiste, what's up? What's happening, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm not really used to this whole Pacific time thing, but in Bellingham, Washington State right now, and just woke up, so good to talk with you. About to have a donut.
All right, you're missing out on the ones here, but you know that.
No, I already told him that he's a cheating whore.
Oh, my.
I've always wanted to go to Voodoo Donut in Portland, Oregon. I went yesterday. I might have to talk to the Donuts Delight crew with some ideas.
What was that one?
The orange one looked great.
Yeah, the orange one that was half of something and half of something else. It looked...
it was like vanilla frosting, and it was dipped in Tang. And then there were some orange sprinkles on the one half of it.
It's not only for astronauts, folks. Tang.
Yeah, I'm about to have one that's a Miami Vice berry that's dipped in like a blue raspberry powder and stuff. So it should be looking forward to it.
All right, I guess you're not dieting as you're out there, huh?
No, you can't do that when you're on the road, no.
Rob,
you do that when you get back.
Mr. Artiste, it's nice. I've been following your trip, and I figure you'd be exciting to come on to. You had some of the Eric Bischoff beer, the Buffalo Bill. What's it called again? Buffalo Bill?
Buffalo Bill Cody Beer. From obviously Eric Bischoff's from the Cody, Wyoming area. I've been in Wyoming before. I didn't really think I was going to end up in Cody, Wyoming, but we did the other day and tweeted Bischoff. He told us the place to go, so went to the Silver Dollar Saloon in Cody, Wyoming, and enjoyed his beer. And it's actually, I'm kind of hoping that they can expand to the East Coast. It was a very smooth rye beer. It was delicious.
Can you bring some back with you?
I'm going to try. Yeah. Apparently, I'm going to be flying back instead of driving back in a couple days, and I don't know how. I'm an overpacker, so I don't know how. I might have to ship some stuff home. I don't know if I can ship beer home, but I'll figure something out.
Sure you can.
So.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just make sure it's packed well. The glass doesn't click together, and you'll be fine. You know.
Yeah, I think you can take that and check the baggage.
Or you know what you do? You know what you do is open them all, fill up a 2-liter empty 2-liter bottle of something else, and then reseal it. And
that sounds disgusting.
That's not going to
go flat. And, yeah.
Well, I just been excited because you went to see. Not only were you at, you took your picture in front of Mount Rushmore, which is pretty cool. I mean, how many times have you seen Mount Rushmore on TV or in The Simpsons? You know, come on.
Right,
but also,
right.
You know, that's a cartoon, isn't it? No, wait a minute. But you also went to Old Faithful.
Well, unfortunately, with time restrictions, we went to Old Faithful, but did not get to see it erupt, because then we had one of the toughest drives up through Yellowstone from Old Faithful to Butte, Montana that night in the pitch black on some Montana county road with deer out on the road, and it was a rough night, so we didn't get to stick around too much, but you know, kind of just experiencing some places quickly, and then, you know, you can always pick the fun ones to come back to. But really excited because in an hour or two I'll be in the number one city I've always wanted to visit in Vancouver, British Columbia. So really excited for today.
Go by the Hart family house there and everything.
Calgary. No,
that's,
not,
oh,
not,
sorry.
Not Calgary.
Oh,
but,
okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
can always go there too, you know.
Who knows?
Shall not be named from British from Vancouver.
Oh yeah, that's right. He shall not be named is from there. Voldemort.
Wait, isn't he from Edmonton?
Oh no,
that's right.
Chris Jericho is from there, right? No.
No, he's from Winnipeg.
Okay.
You guys need to know your Canadian cities a little better. Come on.
But set us straight, Danny.
I was just going to say I was jealous that I saw, you know, as part of his tour, the artiste was going through Wyoming. I got the chance to go there a couple years ago, and it's just surreal looking.
You increase the population of the state just by going through it.
You
by,
do.
By a lot.
we tried to stop for dinner in a town with a population of 25. Yep. I drove across Wyoming like 4 years ago, the southern part on I-80, and it was overnight. It was pitch black. I didn't see anything. It was boring. And then I'm glad that we went across Wyoming the other day in the daylight through Bighorn National Forest and everything. It was absolutely gorgeous. Some of the best views I've ever seen. So Wyoming has definitely moved quite a bit higher on my list for sure.
Very, very cool. And so we didn't see every picture you posted, but what has been the most exciting part of the trip so far? Do you get to the one point where they have the five states and one where you can hop on one state to the next state in a corner? Is that on your trip?
No, that would be the four corners down, like Arizona, New Mexico, and down there at all. I'll be honest, one of the most fun parts of the trip, the really random part, is I'm on the trip with Josh, the owner of 2CW, and Justin, who's the cameraman of 2CW. So we're all wrestling guys, and we stopped in Sturgis, South Dakota the other day, which, of course, was, you know, home every year to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. I'm not a biker. But,
it was just like a couple weeks ago. It was like a couple weeks ago.
It was, yeah. We missed it by a couple of weeks. But, of course, if you remember the 90s, WCW Hog Wild and Road Wild taking place at Sturgis. So we decided that we got to stop here. I wanted to find like a thrift shop that had an old Hog Wild shirt, but that wasn't going to happen. But we stopped at the Knuckle Saloon in Sturgis, South Dakota. It's about as random as you could get, I guess. And just an incredible meal with talking the whole time for an hour or two with the waiter. Was just a really good dude and was a very, he's very explicit in a lot of things he told us. It was one of those experiences on the road. So I would say that was probably, you know, obviously like Mount Rushmore is a big thing that everybody would think of and stuff, but Sturgis was awesome.
Oh,
like I kind of wish WCW would come back and run that again because I would totally go.
Yeah, remember they used to, they had all the motorcycles surrounding the ring.
And it was free.
And they would rev their engines when they wanted to make noise. And so I swear, through the whole show.
Isn't that where Jay Leno wrestled with Carl Malone or something?
Yeah. That was, that's very, very historic spot. And you know what? It's just a little bitty town when they're not doing the big motorcycle run. It's probably pretty small. I mean, that's where Harley's originally from. That's where Harley Davidson first plant was. And so that's why they go there. But, you know, that's very...
Yeah, at least half the town is shut down when it's not rally time. So the first place we had kind of looked up to go was they're only open like a month out of the year. So it's kind of almost not a ghost town the rest of the year, but it's a huge difference, you know, now. We're in the place that this saloon that could probably fit, you know, a couple thousand people during a rally time, and, you know, we're in there with I don't know, 10, 15 other customers the other day. So.
So I'm sure when you get back, you're going to watch all the Hog Wilds on the WWE Network, right?
Oh, yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I feel like that's where, that might have been where Hogan painted the NWO on the title belt in 96.
He beat the Giant there for it.
Oh, is that where he beat the Giant?
I think so.
Yeah, so,
I probably will. Thank you, WWE Network. Got some old viewing to do. So.
That's funny that you contacted with Eric Bischoff and he's telling you where to go.
He's got to promote that beer. And like I said, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, it's a wrestling guy and beer. Like, this probably isn't going to be good. I don't really typically like rye beers too much, but it was delicious. Like, I'm not sugarcoating anything. Very good stuff, Eric Bischoff.
Very cool.
And of course, we rolled into Cody, Wyoming, blasting his old I'm Back WWE theme song, so, you know, that's always fun.
Oh, man. Well, I can admit, you know, on long road trips with wrestling friends, we've played the name game. I'm sure that's got to have come up some point when you were going.
I think I suggested it when we were going across South Dakota or somewhere the other day, and it didn't happen. To be honest, those drives have all been really fast, so hasn't happened yet, but there's still time to make that happen. I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened.
Well, let me explain to people. If you ever want to play the wrestling name game, what you do is you start off with a name, and then you got to pick another wrestler that is it from the last letter of the last name or the first letter of the last name?
The last letter of the last name.
The last letter?
Then their first name has to start with that same letter.
Yeah, and we did it for 3 hours straight. So it was, and you can't repeat anybody. So it's like, that's a fun game for wrestling nerds like us, but
it's a good way to pass the time.
I played it
many times,
all the way from Toronto back to Rochester. We did it, and it was like we were still going as we're going by Batavia. It's like, wow, this is going a long time. But
there's been a lot of wrestlers over the years. So.
Well, Rob, you have a good time. Put some more pictures up there. Tell people where they can see your stuff. They can follow you on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I haven't put too much on there. Twitter's at Rochester Rob. Actually, if anybody's on Instagram, that's really where I've been putting everything. It's also on Instagram, Rochester Rob. So you can check the pictures out there and take a look.
And when you get back here, it'll be hockey season.
Yeah, pretty much. I was at a hockey game last night in Everett, Washington, a preseason WHL game. It's kind of weird that I guess hockey season really is getting close.
Very cool.
Now, going to a game last night.
Are you anywhere near Seattle or Spokane?
Yeah, I had dinner in Seattle last night. Had to exchange the rental car there yesterday, actually, and then I'll be back. I think we fly out of Seattle on Monday, so... So a little bit of Seattle, but up to Vancouver today, then back to the Gorge Amphitheater on Sunday night to see a band that I'm not really a fan of, but I'm kind of being forced to see with my friends.
Well, you wouldn't have gone on the trip if you weren't going to see the band.
I'm not really...
DMB,
yes,
man.
I will be seeing Dave Matthews' band on Sunday night. I'm not a fan.
I've never been a fan.
This is going to be an experience, I guess.
Upset.
Oh. You drove across country to see the Dave Matthews Band.
That's not true. That's not why I drove across the country.
That's how this trip will be forever known.
No, but it's the fringe benefit of visiting the
there
United
is no
States.
Benefit with that.
You're going across the trail called that goes all the way across the there's like a name for it. The old something trail that goes from East Coast to West Coast. You got to do something not a lot of people did. So that's really cool, man. I hope you have a good time in Vancouver. I hope you get back safe, and hopefully we'll see you back here next weekend.
All right, thanks. Yeah, sounds good, guys.
Okay, and bring back donuts and beer. That's all we need. That's all we're asking.
I'll do my best. I got them here. I just don't know if I can fit them all in the suitcase, but we'll see what we can do.
If you go to Dave Matthews, I think you might be eating and drinking, you know.
Oh, Dave Matthews.
Donuts and beers. The artiste, Rob Sanderson, broadcasting live from the state of Washington on the other side, the West Coast. Go take a nap and have a good time, bro.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. We got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic and Sports. See, we do more than talk wrestling, though. There was wrestling involved in that a lot. We got to go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280. Start something. We'll be back after these most important messages.
I have lost so much respect for you, Pandora. To these pathetic scumbags in New York City. As a matter of fact, how's the whole boss thing working out for you, Kurt, huh? Not as easy as they'd like to make it out to be, huh? Because any flat scan with a smartphone and 140 characters thinks he can book a match.
WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole. Tonight we're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road for UFC 177, which we talked a little bit about with our guest Uriah Faber earlier. We're all over the place today, folks. All over the place. And but, you know, one thing you're going to come away with, one thing I promise you, you will come away with when you remember today's show. If you don't remember anything else, you remember this.
As far as I'm concerned, I have no sister.
What?
I wish you died in the womb.
By the way, yeah, whoop, at the end it was Jerry Lawler. He was shocked.
Now, here's the best question. Seeing how terrible that was,
yes,
will WWE try to recreate the magic on Monday night?
I hope so.
Womb? I have a feeling they, when they went back and they evaluated the show, that maybe they said, can we push them a little bit later, maybe 10:30? Maybe, you know, the word, the least...
Main event spot.
Yeah, no.
It's drawing all the heat.
Start the show with it, right?
Or how about this? Can we make Nikki Bella a Paul Heyman girl? Just don't talk.
Yeah.
Have someone speak for her.
Yeah. I'd be happy with for that. That would make it a lot... But she's definitely... You know what it is? She's definitely good to look at. Not so much to hear. Yeah. Okay. I think she's better looking than Stephanie.
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hey, we're in our last segment of the Pain Clinic. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280, if you want to get on this last segment. Or you can text us or tweet us. No, you can text us at 222-1280. Any more texts pop up there, Danger Boy?
No, we're kind of short on the text department. Our Twitter's been going nuts today.
Yeah, where's our buddy from Brighton? Chris from Brighton, usually pretty good on that. But, let's talk a little bit about some of the tweets we've got.
Let's see, Brute Van Slyke said if he wanted to see broads fighting, he'd go to a truck stop on I-90 and watch Big Bertha beat somebody like a man. There was one about someone running out of things to say while he was on the phone.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the list. I apologize for that. Sometimes we let people go a little long, and it's one of the beefs that the artist has, but he's not here, so I can do what we want.
We do what we want anyways.
Usually, but we definitely hear it from him later, what he didn't like most of the time. You can text us, you can tweet us. You can tweet us at pain_clinic. You can text us at 222-1280, star 1280. And you can join us tonight for UFC 177 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. It's a long weekend, you know? You enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy it. We got some news. Apparently, it looks like... Sean Merriman's done with the WWE. He went down to learn how to train and learn how to do commentary. Neither of those. It was a short-term contract, and he's no longer down there training or doing anything. So Sean Merriman's on his way to do something else. Some other news. Steve Austin revealed recently that they'll be doing a fourth season of his show Redneck Island on the Country Music Channel, Country Music TV. He talked about that with us when he was on back in June. And also, there'll be another season of the Broken Skull Challenge, which I thought was an excellent show. Did you ever get to watch any of that, guys? You ever watch? I thought it was a great show.
I did catch an episode. It was okay.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a competition, you know. You get a lot of these cocky guys, and they just all crumble when they're not that good. You find out what real athletes people are in different sports, you know, and guys, you know. I mean, some guys are like soccer players, but they're great athletes, you know, compared to a guy who, you know, drives a truck for a living, who wasn't nearly as good an athlete as he thought he was.
One show we won't see again, though, is Tough Enough. Apparently the remake or the redo of that has been scrapped from the WWE Network.
Yeah, we're not going to go with Tough Enough. They kept cutting the budget. And it's funny, I was watching, and I hate to admit this, and we only got a couple minutes left, but I was watching Naked Dating. You ever see that on VH1?
I've seen commercials for it.
Well, it was I was watching it the other day and go, that dude looks familiar, as I was flipping the channels the other night, and it was a dude from the last Tough Enough, AJ Kirsch, and it's basically what it says it is, Naked Dating. They put him on. It's like a dating game, but you have no clothes on, and everything's pixelated out.
Wasn't someone complaining about the fact they were on there naked?
Someone
who signed up for the show was complaining that they're on the show naked.
Yeah, isn't it kind of the gist of the whole thing? But they pixelate everything out, and apparently one spot did not get pixelated for that person. But AJ Kirsch, who was on Tough Enough, you remember the show, he was one of the last guys on the show. He's a very good athlete. He still wrestles. I didn't realize it was him till the end of the show when the girl said, yeah, the girl that he hooked up with, which was the first girl that came out he dated, he said that she went to actually see one of his wrestling matches. It's like, wait a second, that guy is familiar. It's a dude from Tough Enough. So I'll blame my daughter on this one. She's the one who had me watch it once, and I just found it just, I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's like a car accident. You just got to keep watching.
You have to watch.
But, yeah, so the dude, AJ Kirsch, was on. You might see the reruns of it on this weekend's VH1 because it was.
Because they play everything to death?
Yeah, they play it to death, you know. And some other news, some guys have been cut from WWE recently. Rico Rodriguez and Yoshitatsu have been working out at a place called the Team Vision Dojo Wrestling School in Orlando. They perform for the I Believe in Wrestling promotion, and I guess former NXT talent Shaw Guerrero, which is, I guess she was Raquel Diaz on NXT. She's also
Eddie's daughter.
Eddie's daughter, Vicky's daughter. She's down there wrestling, and also TNA Knockout Brittany, who I think she might have been cut. I remember she was on for a while on TNA. I don't know what happened to her, but they are all down there working. You know, they want to stay in the business and everything. TNA released a bunch of office workers recently, and our favorite dude got released, one of our favorite dudes, frontman Jimmy J. If you ever gone to a live TNA event, Jimmy J is a guy, he's doing the Don West. He was Don West's protege when we met him.
Yes.
Remember we went to lunch with him at the dinosaur there?
I was not there for that.
Oh,
part.
But Danny, you were.
Oh, I was there.
Remember Jimmy J?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy J. We had some funny stories. It all started with us talking about their truck with the ring in it breaking down.
Yeah, they had a rough start to the day.
Yeah, but we ate with Jimmy J and Don West, and Jimmy J took over for Don West after Don left to go to run a hockey team up in Washington.
Don West, I believe the Hebners were there.
The Hebners, both the Hebners. Frontman Jimmy J has been released, as well as the guy Dewey Barnes. He was like a talented office worker, I guess.
He got beat up by Ethan Carter III
for
like 2 months straight.
Yeah, that's right. So they were released recently. So they're coming down to a bare bones. But, hey, we're done for the day, guys. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. You can check out our webpage at feelthepain.net or thepainclinic.net. Our most extraordinary webmaster, Mike Moran, makes that page look so good. I'll be posting the show later. If you missed anything, you can check us out on Twitter at pain_clinic. We have a Facebook page, too. You can join it. Please join our Facebook page. Things coming up. Not really sure. We got Paul Heyman online once he comes back from the West Coast. He's been out filming a bunch of Heyman Hustles. I don't know if you ever watched his show, but Heyman Hustle on their website is pretty cool. He does. He talks with a lot of hot models and stuff, but it's a pretty cool show. We're going to have him on sometime real soon when he comes back to the East Coast. As well as all sorts of things. Chris Jericho coming to town. And I want to thank you, Danny, for giving us some time this long weekend. And have a happy Labor Day.
My pleasure. You too, sir.
Danger Boy, thank you so much. This will probably be our last 2 hours for a while, because I believe the soccer show will be back next week.
Oh, the Kamala Kickstarter is less than $300 from its goal right now.
All right. Remember, we had Kamala on last week. And check it out, Kamala Kickstarter. We have a link up there for it. And we'll see you next week, folks.